We do a lot of tours, like drive your own dog team tours. So a lot of dogs have the opportunity to run in front, you know, as lead dogs in these small teams. But there's a big difference between just being able to run up front and to be like the lead dog in the very front of the team. And Oscar, he's a slower dog. I think maybe that's why I haven't given him much opportunity to be in lead, because then he would just go like Oscar pace. But Oscar pace has been perfect, and he's been raring to go. We ran through a pretty tough storm to get here. It was snowing really heavily, trail blowing away as soon as we passed, tons of trail breaking. We couldn't see the trail, so we spent a lot of time wandering around, like looking for it, just kind of feeling it with our feet. And the dogs were getting a little tired after like 9 hours of this. But Oscar was just standing there like wagging his tail like a little lunatic. Like he was thriving in the storm. Like, it was incredible to see. I couldn't believe it. Just so happy, and really just the epitome of a Siberian Husky. Just storm, no big deal. Like, just wants to keep going down the trail, like wagging his little stubby tail and just barking. And the drive that he was exhibiting was incredible to me. And I feel, I can't believe that if you had told me 2 weeks ago that I'd be running a Iditarod with Oscar in single lead, I would not have believed you. Like, he's amazing, and I'm so thankful for him.
I can't remember if there is or not. I can't remember. I don't think so. What about his bloodline?
Oscar is an Anadyr Siberian from Alaskan kennels.